Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3, dis tyd vir jou misdaadverslag. Kaptein Dave Miller sit hier by my. Captain, how are you?
Pietra, I'm doing very well and yourself, thank you.
It's so good to have you here. I'm well, thank you.
Great, man. Ah, lovely to be in the new studio.
Yes, we're talking about hijackings.
Yes. So we've picked up a trend. Well, it's not really a new trend. I mean, unfortunately, it has been a sort of like a consistent thing. Specifically with the freeways, with freight trucks, as well as delivery vehicles.
Yes.
So at this stage, what from my policing precinct and from what I can see that is happening in our district, they're targeting more sort of companies, more, like I said, freight vehicles and delivery vehicles. It's not really targeted towards the private citizen.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of the time it looks like they're after the stock.
Okay.
That is either being delivered, rarely the vehicle. Most of the time, the vehicles and the trailers and everything are recovered.
Yes.
So definitely it looks like the stock. And they are targeting anything from high-end electronic goods to household cleaning goods, Colgate soaps and washing powders. Yeah. So literally it's whatever the market is out there for. They've got a buyer for it.
If I see something like that when I pass a truck that's been hijacked, what do I do?
So immediately, the first thing that you need to try and do is contact 10111.
Okay.
Because then if you are able to get through to the line, and I know that they are currently busy with trying to upgrade the situation there, if you're able to get through, you can talk directly to the controller, who will then be able to liaise directly with the members on the ground.
Yeah.
So what's very important is being able to give good descriptions of what the vehicles are,
okay,
where the situation is happening, and if you are able to see if there's anybody that is armed with firearms, what the description of the clothing the guys are wearing, registrations of the vehicles, a description of the truck, the vehicle that is being hijacked as well.
Okay.
That all needs to be given through to the controller. If you are unable to get through to the 10111 number, then, you know, everybody's got a security service provider.
Yes.
Phone as a last resort, phone them. And give the information through to them as well, so that you are able to give it live to somebody that is able to write it down and keep that information, and then ask them to please contact the police and make sure that your contact details are given through to the control room, so that they are able to give your information to the members. So when they do respond, that they're able to contact you and verify information and things like that.
Also on an emergency group, I think you can contact them as well.
Correct, yes. Yeah. So there's a lot of neighborhood watch groups, emergency crime groups and things like that. You can also put the messages on there. Usually there are police members or CPF members that are involved that are also on these kind of groups. And then they make sure that the information does get to the members on the ground.
Okay.
From the South African Police Services side, we are currently busy with trying to increase our visibility on the known hotspot areas. There have been a couple flash incidents which have made the news recently, where people have been robbed at freeway off-ramp intersections. So that has also been noted by our senior management.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, instruction has filtered down through for the rapid response vehicles, the highway patrols, the canines, as well as the local police stations, to make sure that there's maximum visibility where there's a possibility of doing that as well.
Thank you so much, Captain.
It's a pleasure, ma'am. Thank you.
Be safe.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.